Welcome to the Video Marketing Masters Interview Series, where you'll discover new and innovative techniques and strategies from the world's top video marketing experts. We invite you to sit forward, get ready to take notes, and join Marusha Murphy and David Fry, your hosts for the Video Marketing Masters Interview Series, as they privately interview the best of the best video marketing experts.
Well, hello there, everyone. Thank you so much for being here today with us for the Video Marketing Masters Interview Series. My name is Marusha Murphy, and I am truly honored to share with you a really phenomenal guy. I got to know him recently, and he's a guy by the name of Eric Guerin, who's had over 15 years' experience in the visual communications field, working for marketing firms in and around the Boston, Massachusetts area. He actually started his own company, Adelie Studios, in 1999. He's also won 2 Telly Awards for Best Online Recruitment Video Production for his Open Pages video and Best Online Video Campaign for Waste Management. So, Eric, I'm really glad to have you here. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for the invitation. This is great.
Well, we
are. Hello to everyone on the call.
Yeah. You know, our listeners are just dying to learn more about what we're going to be talking about today, which is creating online video animation, you know, the ins and outs of that. Because really, a lot of our listeners probably have seen at least one, if not many more, real life, so to speak, you know, real person videos online. But when we talk about animated videos, there's probably a lot more that goes into it than we can think. But I also have a feeling that there's also a lot that you'll be able to share today that can help small business owners and online entrepreneurs really use animation in a very successful way. So I'm really excited to have you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you know, let's get started. I wanted to ask you if you could just share with us a little bit more about what exactly you believe animation is and how is that different from a video?
Sure. So there's a couple sort of main styles of animation and how it can be integrated for marketing needs. The first style is what I refer to as like graphic animation. And so something like that might be some text and bullets that are just moving around the screen, some photos that sort of come in and out. It might include some very limited movement of characters or products, exemplifying how maybe a product works. That's one style, which is what I refer to as graphic animation. Then there's character animation, which is a whole other service, basically, where that's really like making cartoons and making out there kind of ways to exemplify how your product works, really conceptually coming up with a backstory that shows, how a problem was solved basically by using someone's product or service with actual animated characters having the problem. Mm. And sometimes you just do it really funny and over the top just because it grabs people's attention that way. So those are kind of the two different funnels that's, you know, within marketing animations that things sort of fall into.
Well, you know, and one of the things I want to highlight, I know it's one of the things that I think is really unique about both of those, graphic animation and character animation, is that it kind of pops out, at least today, from the rest of the videos out there.
Right, yeah.
It just kind of shows up differently because not a lot of people use them, really.
Absolutely. You know, and it's one of those things where it's like, you know, there's only so many talking head videos that you want to watch. And by talking head, it's the, you know, head and shoulders kind of person talking to you on screen, where it gets kind of bland. And a lot of people are going to click away because it's not very interesting. Or they're just going to run it in the background because if you record yourself for 10 minutes droning on and on about how great you are, then chances are either they're going to click away because they're just not interested, or they're just going to listen to you because they don't really want to stare at your face on the talking video for 10 minutes or whatever. So it's a really unique way to kind of position yourself from a marketing perspective because there isn't a whole lot of it out there. And you can do things with conceptual animation that you can't do with video. So if you have a product that's really hard to describe, you know, or what your service is, just because it's hard to describe without looking at it, then sometimes doing a conceptual animation is a great way to illustrate, you know, in 60 to 90 seconds how it works and this is how it can help you.
That's very cool. That's a really good point. Yeah, because the reality is there's only so much talking that each of us can actually do about a product, but sometimes it is just so much more helpful when you actually can see what that product does or how it really works.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and you know, I've heard this quote before, and I don't recall exactly who said it, but, you know, nobody cares about your product except for you.
Mm.
Might have been Jason Sherman Scott. I'm not positive. I don't want to attribute the quote to him. But it's true. Nobody cares about your product except for you. They want to have their problem solved, or whatever the, you know, whatever your product or service does, that's what people are interested. They're interested in, you know, how's it going to make my life easier? How's it going to help my life? How's it going to streamline my production? You know, whatever your product or service does, that's what people are interested in. They're not physically interested in your product itself, unless it solves the problem that they have.
Gotcha. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit more about the viral potential of animation.
So in terms of viral video, it's the potential of it is, I don't want to say it's greater with animation, because there are some really great traditionally shot videos out there. What you have the opportunity to do, though, if you have this really great idea and you need to shoot someone on a mountaintop to illustrate the point, that's easy to do with animation, not so easy to do with a, if you're going to, you know, hire a videographer and actually have to hike up the mountain or or anything like that. You can do a lot of things with animation. You know, if you want to have a monkey talk, you can do that with animation. You know, it might require a heck of a lot more training to have an actual monkey talk. But so there's things you can do with animation conceptually and to grab people's attention a little bit easier than you can with video. With video, you really have to get your story down. You have to get your shot list perfect. Mm-hmm. Not that you don't with animation, but you have the opportunity with animation to be really over-the-top creative, which when you make something that's ridiculously funny, people are naturally going to want to share it with their friends and pass it on and help that possibly go viral for you.
That's a good point. And it seems also that, you know, this in a sense is a benefit for those of us who like to think out of the box, who like to, as you said, you know, be creative, to kind of shoot for the stars, you know, with the kinds of videos that we have, that we put out there, right? And so really taking a look specifically at animation as an opportunity to do that can really help set you apart from the crowd.
Absolutely. You know, and the thing I always like to point out is, you know, what is your competition doing? And if they're not doing video at all, then you're already a step ahead of them. They are doing video, but they're just doing maybe a podcast or sort of the talking head style or whatever. Then what can you do that's going to set you apart and make people say, wow, this is really amazing, you know, and help you reach an audience beyond, you know, your already existing customer bases?
That's great. That's a really good question to ask, for sure. Talk about with us today a little bit more about, you know, the creative side of things with this. What have you seen with animation from some of your clients, or what have you worked with some of your clients that have allowed for this creativity? And then how does that then relate or, you know, translate to our listeners and what they can start doing?
Sure. So with animation, again, you're only limited by your imagination. You know, so you can really do some wild and crazy things. I'm actually working on a project right now for a client where they have essentially like a superhero flying around who's fighting a villain who causes the main problem that all their customers have. So they created this superhero, and he has a team of people that, you know, that help him, and that, you know, they're just made really funny, and it's a whole series of videos where every episode, you know, the villain does a different thing. And so, but you can do all, you know, amazing things with animation. With the Waste Management Project, a lot of their videos were more informational based.
Mm-hmm.
Most of their clients are, of course, business consumers who they're marketing to. You know, so a lot of it was they wanted to let their customers know, hey, we do a heck of a lot more than just trash pickup.
Hmm.
A lot of the videos were focused around some of the recycling efforts and why you want to recycle the compact fluorescent bulbs because of the mercury in them, and you know, why you want to recycle your batteries and stuff like that, and how they have these kits that come with your plan when you pay for it. You just need to, you know, ask for them. You know, so it was a lot of sort of informational stuff for them, whereas the project that we just finished up for U-Test is a cloud approach to service testing for mobile and desktop and web applications.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a lot of theirs was more conceptual stuff, like physically showing how they have testers all over the world who will work on your app. So, you know, you're showing a spinning globe and you're showing all these little testers popping up. And so, you know, it all depends on level of creativity and what the end goal of that video is. You know, is it strictly a marketing piece that's going to be used by your sales team? Is it more of a lead generation video? So you want to do something that's very lightly branded but gets passed on exponentially? Sort of depends, like, what you and your business are looking to do with the animation. So.
Gotcha. So really, really reminding our listeners to really think about the end goal of the video. Not necessarily, you know, trying to create one video to capture all things for all audiences, in a sense, you know.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, as an example, the U-Test, we actually did 10 different videos that were part of the series.
Oh, wow.
What I recommend to a lot of people is to break things down into snackable bits of content.
Mm-hmm.
So they had sort of the customer overview, which was the top level. But then they had little short videos, 20, 30 seconds, that were strictly about the mobile application, strictly about their web application testing, you know. And so they had all the little bits of content that people might be looking for,
mm-hmm.
but it's all broken down so that way people can sort of choose your own adventure in terms of what they are looking for without having to sit through a 10-minute video to get to what they physically want.
Very cool. Okay, you mentioned a couple of words that I want to kind of dive into, if that's okay with you. you mentioned snackable pieces of content. Can you tell me what exactly does snackable pieces of content mean to you?
Sure. So snackable bits of content is rather than making like one big video, you know, we're going to do one video, break it down into several smaller videos because people don't consume video online the way they watch TV. Like when you turn on the TV, you sit down and you watch your half hour show or mm-hmm. whatever. When you're on the computer, people have a much shorter attention span.
Mm.
In fact, I think it was TubeMogul that said 53% of people click away after a minute.
Wow.
Of video, right. And that's, you know, they're getting all the stats from YouTube and Dailymotion and all the video sharing sites. But when you think about that, half of your audience is leaving after a minute. And so what are you going to do to engage them to either, A, keep them on a little longer, or do you just make, you know, a bunch of short one-minute videos so that way you keep them engaged and then keep them interested and end it with a call to action so then they're like, you know what, I do want to learn more about this. I'm going to click on this other video.
Mm.
And that's all. That all goes back to the script writing and the production process and what's the strategy behind the video, what's the end goal. And then you come up with, okay, well, in terms of the marketing funnel, we need to provide content here so people understand that this is what the product does. And then people who want to dive deeper, we're going to make some videos here. So that's, I guess, a long way to explain what snackable bits of content are. But it's important to think of because people's attention span is so short online that, you know, don't think about making one 10-minute video when you're putting your strategy together. Think about making several short videos, and, you know, more content's always better than less content. Even if it's 10 minutes of content, but it's 10 different videos, mm-hmm. you know, you might reach 10 different audiences rather than some people who will click away after, you know, that first minute or so of the 10-minute video and not actually get to the content that they were interested in. So
that's a really good point. That's a really good point. And I really appreciate you going really deep into that, you know, talking about that a lot more. And I think it's really fascinating about the 53% of people clicking after a minute.
I love stats, so.
Yeah, stats are great. Great, great, great.
And that's a really great stat that I always, it just sticks in my head, so.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's an eye-opener, you know.
Yeah.
I think for those of us who use video on a regular basis already and want to improve, I think it's a really important stat to note because, you know, many of us are just so used to, I see a lot of people doing one of two things, right? Either one, they think that they need to create a longer video because it makes them look, I don't know, more brilliant or smarter or something, right?
Right.
And or they know so much about their topic that it just ends up being a longer video. But
right.
if you kind of touched on this, the scripting of it, if you can allow yourself time to kind of script it out and plan out exactly how your videos are going to come out, then it's easier to create the shorter videos, right?
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, and we run into that a lot where people will try to cram everything into one video and, you know, it's part of the script writing process. So whether you're doing it yourself or, you know, or you're hiring somebody to help you with the production, you want to make sure that you make it a very small topic. Don't get into everything that you do. Don't get into everything, all the services that you offer, everything, you know, because basically when you think about it, every single service that you offer should be a separate video because the people that are looking for those services might be completely different people. Mm. So it just goes back to, you know, don't try to cram everything you know into one video. It's always better to, you know, just produce more of them, you know,
yeah.
Or shoot it all at once if you want to, if you're going to be shooting traditionally or, you know, animation's much easier because you're basically creating it. You're not actually shooting something. But if you're shooting it, you can shoot it all at once if you want, but then edit it down into, you know, little bits and those that snackable content that people are that are specifically looking for one particular service that you offer would be able to find easily and then jump on that video and watch it. It's typically much shorter content that people are looking to consume. It's not like a video podcast or a testimonial, you know, where it's a little bit more fluid and people might be engaged for a little bit longer. You know, I mean, I guess the exception would be, you know, if they're going to do like a full-on like animated series cartoon, you know, then you could definitely go a little bit longer. But, you know, again, the online audience doesn't have a long attention span, so you really need to make sure that episode is hitting on all levels and there isn't a whole lot of dead space or dead time within the animation. So
very cool. So can we dive into the viral aspect of our video a little bit more?
Yeah.
You know, I think part of why so many people are attracted to using video as part of their marketing is because our audiences overall online like to see things. I mean, that's kind of like the next step in marketing in general.
Right.
And the biggest thing that people want to know about really is how to get more traffic because of their videos, right?
Right.
Can you tell us about what you would suggest on how to really get more views to the videos that we create?
Sure. So there's one thing to think about is basically most people that are online now were raised on television.
Mm.
You know, so people are attracted to audiovisual communication. They don't want to read a 500-word blog post when they can watch a one-minute video that explains the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
By default, it's a format that kind of really attracts people. So in terms of, like, boosting viewership, there's a couple different schools of thought that I usually recommend to the clients that I work with. The first is, you know, and the most overlooked is that a lot of people forget to share it with their friends and existing customer base.
Hmm.
So they'll produce this video, they'll throw it on the website, and then they don't tell anybody. So that's one of the worst things, you know, that you can do, because then, you know, your friends and existing customers are already your brand loyalists, or at least, if not advocates for your brand, they're at least interested and would probably recommend you to a friend. Why wouldn't you at least start with them, you know, whether it's through email or, you know, because you could do like an email marketing campaign with a video built into it.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of boosting viewership through there, if you actually take a screenshot of the video,
mm-hmm.
so it looks like it'll play within the email,
mm.
people are 5 times more likely to click that than they would a text link saying, you know, this is our video.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, and it's just that it's that whole visual, you know, aspect of it, again, where people will say, oh, the video is going to play. Even though it links to, you know, a web page, they're 5 times more likely to click that because it looks like it'll play, and they're like, oh, video, click.
Awesome.
Yeah, and so, you know, that's one of the most overlooked steps I see businesses just not sort of going to their user base. So another way to push viewership is to put them on video sharing sites like YouTube, you know, in Dailymotion and Vidler. And I recommend you put them on as many as possible because you never know where your audience is watching videos.
Mm.
You know, and there's probably 30 or so really heavily used video sharing sites that you can put it up on for free. And then you never know. You never know who's going to watch it. One of the great tools out there that I'll recommend is called TubeMogul.
Mm-hmm.
TubeMogul allows you that once you create profiles on all those video sharing sites, you can actually just upload the video once through TubeMogul, and it'll automatically send it to all the video sharing sites that you have under your TubeMogul profile.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, and you can add tags, which is how people find it. So, for instance, if you make widgets, you can talk about, you know, widgets as a tag or a particular type of widget or whatever. Put all that information in the tags because that's how, aside from your immediate circle of influence, that's how you reach out to that extended circle is through search. With that in mind, the other thing I recommend is, rather than using a video sharing site to host your video, is to actually host it on your own server. And then to submit, there's something called sitemaps, which if you look up sitemaps on Google, Google has a sitemap index where basically you can submit any page that has a video on it. And it then that page with that video gets included in the Google search.
Really?
Yeah, and because there's so little content that's properly SEO optimized for video, and because Google's always trying to sort of conglomerate the best of the best, you're more likely to pop up on the first page for the video search results than you might be for the regular text search results.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's a great way, particularly if you're up against, like, a, you know, if you're a small stationery company and you're competing against, like, the Staples and Office Maxes of the world. As an example, that's a great way to, you know, if you start doing a video blog and every week you submit a new video sitemap to Google, those videos will all get indexed, and they'll show up if you, I'll take a step back. I recommend you hosting the video, because then when it pops up on Google, it'll show up as being, you know, yoursitename.com. If you embed a video from YouTube, say, it's going to show up as being YouTube. It's not going to show up as being your site. So you don't get as much search engine credit for that.
Gotcha.
So
so what I'm hearing, just to make sure I'm clear, is you would first encourage the videos to go out through something like TubeMogul so it gets distributed to tons of different video video sites. But then when you actually go to Google Sitemaps and submit your page, have that page with your video on your hosting.
Correct, yeah.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, that way, no matter where people are searching, you know, everybody, chances are if you make a product or a service and you're successful, there's an audience that are looking for you. And so what you want to do is make sure that your content is optimized wherever it is, you know, so wherever they're searching, whether they're searching on YouTube or, you know, or they're searching on Google, that content will come up, you know, when they're looking for it. That's what also sort of extends your viral potential, you know, is the potential to be found.
Absolutely. No, that's great. That's really great.
And I guess my only other recommendation, if you really want something to go viral, is don't brand it heavily. You can lightly brand it, but just keep in mind, like, when you're watching a video, what usually is making you pass it on is it's usually an emotion. You know, it's usually really, you know, insanely funny, or maybe it's really emotional, like a sad kind of a, particularly with nonprofits, if they tug on the heartstrings, that's usually a good way to, get things passed on. If you really want it to go viral, you need to remember that you can't really brand it heavily. You can lightly brand it, you can put your plug in, but the main part of the story or the video itself needs to be a fun, interesting, or somehow grabs people's emotions. And, and that's what gets things passed on.
Gotcha. I'm writing that down right here. Grabs emotion. Yeah, and I thanks for bringing that point up as well. I think so often we see so many videos that are, again, it goes back to, I'm like thinking of two thoughts at the same time. First thought is that I think so often we try to put, like we talked about earlier, too many goals into one video. And then the second part is that, especially for an animated video, I would imagine a video that you want to go viral, you want it to be something that has that as its focus and not so much, hey, this is my company, this is what I'm all about, even though, that's part of it. People are going to want to learn more about you because of the viral nature of the video that you've created. Right.
Exactly. And that's typically what happens. You know, if you look at a lot of the viral videos out there, a good example from last year was, I don't know if you saw the Samsung sheep. Samsung, and most people don't realize it was Samsung, even though it was branded at the end. But basically, for those of you who haven't seen it, go to YouTube and just look up LED sheep, and it should come up with that. But what it was all about was the Samsung LED television that was coming out, and they hired all these shepherds with, border collies to, you know, chase these sheep around, and all the sheep were covered with LED lights, so they made, like, these crazy patterns on a field, and, you know, and it got over tens of millions of views within a few months because it was just, it's incredible to watch, and it was entertaining, and people were like, wow, this is really cool. But it was all done by Samsung to promote their LED television. And the only thing you knew that from, it was at the very end, it just said, Samsung LED TVs, you know, learn more, go here, or something like that. And they had a huge influx of traffic to the website. Whether that translated to actual television sales, I don't know. But it did its job, where there was absolutely no branding other than just a very small bit at the very end. The rest of the video is just these sheep running around with LED lights on them and getting chased by dogs and shepherds and making like Mona Lisa on a field out of LED sheep. It was, you know, it was crazy, but it worked for them.
definitely, and it was beautiful.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a great way of thinking about it, and I appreciate you bringing that up, Eric. And you know, I know we're just close to about out of time today. One of the things I like to do is I like to always ask my speakers if you can share one last golden nugget. What would that be?
One last golden nugget. I guess the biggest or the best thing I could share is to just be yourself, you know, and to remember that when you're making the video and doing something creative, just keep in mind, would you watch it? You know, is this something I would watch, or would I just watch it because it's my company? Or if this was someone else's company, would I want to watch it? And even better, would I watch it and then want to share it with somebody else? So just keep that in the back of your head, to just be yourself, be creative about it, and to just make sure that you have a strategy in mind before you pick up the camera or start writing down your script for your crazy cartoon, Godzilla's going to eat your product or whatever. Whatever, as crazy as you can think of. Especially with animation, you want to be fun with it. And so just be yourself and keep that in mind.
That's great. Well, Eric, how can our listeners get connected with you again if they have any other questions about animation? I want them to know that you are the person that they can connect with. What would be the best way to do that?
So my company name is Adelaide Studios, which you can reach at adelaidestudios.com. I'm on Twitter, and you can find me at Eric Guerin. And the company is actually Adelaide Studios, at Adelaide Studios on Twitter. Yeah, so those are the best ways to reach me.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Eric. I really appreciate your time today. And just really, really enjoyed the information you shared with us about animation and about how to go viral with these. And tips that you gave were fantastic. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me. This was a lot of fun.
Great. Well, we will talk with you again soon.
Okay, great.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Video Marketing Masters Interview Series. We hope this interview has opened your mind to new ideas and methods for becoming a master at video marketing in order to grow your business and take your marketing to new levels. Join us again for the next Video Marketing Masters interview.